Welcome to a special series of Steppin' Out Radio, brought to you by the nonprofit organization Stop Stigma Now. Stop Stigma Now believes we need to eradicate the stigma associated with the medical treatment of addiction. Stop Stigma Now wants everyone taking methadone or similar medications and their family members to feel proud of what they've accomplished in finding the strength and courage to overcome an addiction to opiates. Ultimately, Stop Stigma Now's mission is to stop the stigma and prejudice directed at both the treatment and the patients. Here with us to discuss how we can all band together and learn what can be done to stop stigmas, our special guest, Dr. Robert Newman, an expert in the field of opioid addiction, and your host from Steppin' Out Radio, Denise McEntee. If you'd like to get involved in this worthwhile cause and be part of the solution, go to their website at stopstigmanow.org. That's stopstigmanow.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to part two of a series that Steppin' Out Radio is doing with Stop Stigma Now, which is an organization dedicated to stopping stigma. Dr. Robert Newman is our special guest. He's a world-renowned advocate to stop stigma. He's worked his whole career in the field, and he's done some unbelievable things. Listen to part one, and you'll hear about how he got started. It's very, very fascinating, and where we're at with it. And in this part of this series, we want to, Dr. Newman, if you could, I know it's a difficult question, but if you can define for the audience what stigma is, and maybe give us, you know, some examples, that would be very helpful.
Sure. Stigma really refers to the strongly negative generalization that people have in their minds when they think of addiction, when they think of people who are dependent, and when they think of the treatment, the number one treatment in terms of numbers and in terms of effectiveness, the treatment that is provided to those patients. So it starts off really with the view, and it is nearly universal, I'm sorry to say, that number one, heroin addicts really aren't sick to begin with. They're just evil, hedonistic people who just want to sit around and get high. Number two, there's stigma associated with the myth that even if they wanted treatment, treatment would be ineffective because it just doesn't work. And thirdly, even if they got treatment and even if it were successful, big deal, you can never stop the treatment and be sure that the person won't relapse. And the irony is that all of these form of long-term illness would be considered irrational. In other words, imagine a damning insulin treatment because the endocrinologist says, I've got great results, my patient's doing well, blood sugar is being controlled, but somebody would then say to the endocrinologist, yeah, but if you stop the treatment, let's take my Uncle John, who's been on insulin for the last 22 years. Yes, he's doing well, but if you stop the treatment, what would happen? And the honest answer is he'd go straight, he would have severe problems and very likely die. And it's as if somebody then responded by saying, so doctor, what have you accomplished? You still got the same problem. You haven't achieved anything in these 22 plus years.
Dr. Newman, I have a question for you, though, and I'm playing devil's advocate here. It's not my own personal beliefs, but people would say, well, they picked up that heroin to begin with, and a lot of people never did, and so that's why they got themselves into this situation. Therefore, they themselves are to blame. I know lots of people that I think are forward thinkers that think this, and I, you know, argue with them all the time. What do you say to people that say that to you, which I'm sure you hear?
Well, the basic answer is the answer that applies, and that is how would that type of thinking apply to a host of other chronic medical illnesses, to all of the major, serious, deadly consequences of smoking, whether it be pulmonary disease, whether it be cancer, whether it be, you know, circulation to the extremities closing up, diabetes, adult onset diabetes, overwhelmingly is associated with eating habits, exercise habits. I mean, you can alcoholism. I mean, how many people say, let's get rid of AA because, after all, nobody forced anybody to drink? Why should we waste real estate and people's time to help people who really... So what I'm saying is, if somebody has an illness, how it came about is secondary. HIV/AIDS, for a long time, not I don't know how long a time, but for a while, the general public was unsympathetic because they said, hey, these people brought it on themselves, whether by having sex that wasn't protected or by shooting drugs with dirty needles. Why should we help the patients with AIDS? The answer is, number one, because compassion dictates it, and number two, even more compellingly, because the interest of the entire community depends on it. And with regard to drug addiction, that could not be more true. Even if someone despises addicts, even if someone puts all the blame for addiction on the individual, the bottom line is, if you want to help and protect the community, the good guys who never, ever, ever use any drugs, the only effective way to do that is by providing treatment to those who are dependent and who want help. So it's in the general interest of the community as well as in the interest of the individual.
Right, and it's hitting, gosh, probably when you began, it was prevalent, but now opioid addiction is more prevalent than ever, with young people dying every day. The stigma is stopping people from getting help.
Yes, it's actually, I mean, you know, one can argue whether it's a bit more in the past, whether is it more now. The fact is, it has always been a very major problem. It has always affected the entire community. What is different, I think, is that an increasing proportion of today's opiate-dependent people are people that middle-income white America identifies with. Yeah, my sister had this, my daughter had that, my uncle had that. And in the old days, 40, 50 years ago, while there were plenty of white people who were addicted to heroin, the perception was, oh, yeah, that's those people who live up in the slums up in northern Manhattan and in the barrio in Los Angeles. Today, people can identify with those who have the problem, which hopefully will make them a little bit more responsive to providing help.
Right, and that's the key. Okay, you're listening to Steppin' Out Radio. We also have a partnership with Stop Stigma Now, which is an organization that does exactly what it says, trying to stop the stigma surrounding opioid addiction and addiction. And please go to their website at www.stopstigmanow.org to get involved. And we're going to be back with another part of our series with Dr. Newman on stigma on Steppin' Out.
If you'd like to get involved in this worthwhile cause and be part of the solution, go to their website at stopstigmanow.org. That's stopstigmanow.org.